Then he was lying on there and Israel, Zahra came, and the news came that now the British had gained power, control over the ski point. So it was a time of sorrow and death and worry. So Zahra told her husband, they're not just newly married, they just got together in their room, that what a pity that now we are suffering this losses, and we must make first night, they come into Bath and have our first night, which is a night all remember the whole night. And we must do that. She said, yes, what you are saying is true. How can I do that? He got up, he took his sword, he took his gun, and he said, we don't need eating Sunday. And he went. And they kept on fighting. Fighting to play, heavy losses on both sides. And finally, after this whole fight there, then all the Mujahideen, their bodies were being brought back. So his body was also in danger. And he came home. When he came home, his mother came and she looked at him. And with tears from her eyes, hot tears falling on his face. And she was crying. So his wife Zahra said they did not consummate their marriage. They only just got married. She said, don't cry, my mother-in-law. Don't cry, my brother, she said. That I am Abdullah for you from today. And whatever Abdullah should do for you, tell my wife, I will do for you. And she was true to her word. And she served her mother also and this woman of Afghanistan. The iman that they hate in their heart. So this is a time that we all must be ready for deed. Jihad is on its way. Al-jihad al-nazim ila al-yawm. A person who doesn't ever think of going for jihad, he dies on one of the branches of nifaq, hypocrisy. It must be in us. But that easy, simple as that, given us to strive in the path of Allah. Go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala and watch what great gain will come of that. What great reward, how much we will benefit. And till today, the women of Afghanistan, they mentioned this incident and the tears, their eyes were filled with tears. And tears are flowing from their eyes that what they paid sacrifice. A young couple, Abdullah and Zahra, and what Allah Ta'ala had given them in return. So, the highest of the nikah, khutbah, we unfortunately, Allah make us mark, we learn how the time of the nikah. Then it's usually some light-heartedness, some few jokes, some praises of the family, and that is the end of the nikah, so, of the nikah, of the nikah. But Rabbi alayhi salatu wa salam, his bayan in the time of the Qam, which is the khutbah that we recite today. The first ayat he recited was always this one, Ya yuhallazina amanut taqullah. This is the time to invite taqwa. And taqwa is so important. Haqqa tuqadi. And the taqwa also must be as it is supposed to be. Not the what is called, Manalakhani Shikilayate, Bilani Taqwa. That is the taqwa of a dog. What is that? What is referred to that? That a dog, when it urinates, it will pick up its one leg high, so that the urine drops mustn't touch its body. So much taqwa is called. That I mustn't get napa, urine drops mustn't touch my body. But after that it will go and eat some carrion, some dead thing. Then there is no taqwa. So this taqwa, quokka is taqwa. Sometimes when people are watching you, there is a lot of taqwa. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say that there are many mashayikh also like that. That when they have to spit also, then they speak. They ask the murid, did I speak this time? I can't speak, I mustn't spit this time, because I respect the what taqwa, that even the qibla, he doesn't want to spit also in the direction of qibla. Lekin andere ujale mein chukte bhi nahi. But when he gets the time of doing some other haram, then nobody is watching, then he doesn't want. So this qokka taqwa is not for what is wanted. What is wanted, taqwa all times. When we are in public, when we are in private. When we are under pressure, financial pressure, then are we going to run to a bank or what? Or when we are in other difficulties, we will run to a bank or what? Taqwa must be at all times. So that is the taqwa that is required. at the parties as you are supposed to. That also was hard on the Sahaba. He said that the right of taqwa and Allah's right of taqwa is very difficult for us. Then Allah Ta'ala says, made it easy. And Allah Subhanahu Ta'ala says, fear Allah as much as you can, what is in your capacity and your capability. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die but that you are Muslim, that you have surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. Today, there's a poet saying that kafar pardosh ho gaye. We are already on the kafar. We have died already. Lekin abhi marna nahi thi. But we haven't learned how to die. Hey, haj karke aayo. We made hajj and we came back. Balki 100 hajj karke aayo. We made 100 hajj and we came back. We didn't have hajj karna seekha nahi. But we still didn't learn how to make hajj. We are back already, but we didn't learn how to make hajj. We are dead already, and we didn't learn how to die. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. We are doing business for 50 years, but we haven't learned how to do business. We are married for 50 years, but we didn't learn anything about marriage. What is marriage? Everything. Islam is not only namaz and roza. Islam is a whole way of life. Complete way of life, from morning to night, from birth to death, in the public at home, everywhere in the public. So that is the first ayat that is in the Bible, and that is the lesson that we should take. The second ayat addresses the whole of mankind. Ya yu'annasu taqu rabbakum. O people, fear Allah. Not only the believers, but all people. Fear Allah. Don't make shit. Don't disobey, don't make kufr, don't be an atheist, don't disbelieve in Allah. Have that amount of taqwa. All people are invited. Ya yunnasu taqu rabbakum, your Rabb, who created you, who he is the one who then who brought you into existence from non-existence. He is the one who has given you your eyes. He is the one who has given you your brains, your heart, whatever you have got, rabbakum. Ya ayyuha an-nas taqoo rabbakum ya rabb alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida, who has created you from one soul, from Adam alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, khalaqtu bi yadayya, with my own hands, that based on the special power and qudrat of Allah, Allah created Adam alayhi salam. From him, from the left rib of Adam alayhi salam, Allah created Hawa alayhi salam. خلقكم من نفس واحدة خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها. And after that he created Hawa al-Islam. We are not from monkeys, na'udhu billah. And we are from the best creation which Allah created in his most of all Allah's creation. The best Allah created Adam a.s. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمَّا بَنِي آدَمْ. We gave great honor to the children of Adam. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Man has been created in the most beautiful form. On one occasion, in the time of the car that is So, Allah Ta'ala created you from one soul, from Adam alayhi salam, he made you his wife, Hawa, our great-great-grandmother. And from there, وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. From there, lot of men. If Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam is to come in the world today, like sometimes a father, grandfather, great-grandfather, oh, my children, my grandchildren, what and what they have done, what will Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, what the children have done in the world. Again, taqwa, wattaqu Allah, fear Allah again, alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arham, on whose name you ask your rights from one another, and your brother, please do this for me, and your sister, and your daughter, and your father, on whose name you ask for your rights, in his name fear Allah Ta'ala. تَسَالُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Again, taqwa. Allah is watching you. all the time. The first night with your wife, Allah is watching you. The last night you will have with your wife, whenever Allah only knows, Allah is watching you. At all times Allah is watching you. And the third ayat which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited, Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu taqullah. O people, you fear Allah. All three ayats start with taqwa. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا And say a correct, brief word. Speak correctly. Lot of misunderstanding causes big problems in marriages because we didn't learn how to speak. How many times a wife will tell the husband, you don't know how to make jokes. You do the worst thing, you insult and humiliate her, and you say, it was just a joke. Hey, we don't even know how to make jokes, sir. And we cause so much of problems in the house. We haven't learned how to speak properly. To die properly is very far. But to speak properly, we haven't learned. The Quran, on this occasion, instructs us, قُلُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا If you will do that, يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ All your methods will be corrected. That's the translation. The tafsir is, all your amal will be accepted by Allah. They will be qabool by Allah if you learn how to speak correctly. And all your methods will be corrected. يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And all your sins will be forgiven. And the forgiveness of sin is a very big ni'mat of Allah. You have so many amal in the Quran Sharif, in the hadith, that sins will be forgiven, sins will be forgiven. We take it for granted, we take it lightly. Just to understand it, if a person has got one court case only, it's a big worry. He has to go to the lawyers, prepare the case, go to court, postponement, the fees of the lawyers, a big worry. Many of his things in life he can't carry on, let the court case get finished. Then we'll see about this, we buy the car, we sell the house, we let the court case get finished. So much of worry. And if now the announcement is made that case withdrawn, the charges dismissed, how relieved you feel. Allah Ta'ala says for this year, يَقْفِلْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ All your, my charges are brought against you in my court. And what is that evidence? And no alibi you have got. You are guilty 100% in so many things you are guilty. But because of this, I have withdrawn all my charges. All the sins are forgiven. And on so many amal, you should hear it. Like, die for the forgiveness of Allah. All the amal that we are shown by which sins will be forgiven. So we should learn how to speak correctly. You speak lakum amal. وَيَقْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُسِجِ اللَّهِ And those who will follow Allah Ta'ala, obedience to Allah, which announcement we heard just now. Every week in our local dress outdoors, when we make bayan, kash bayan, main bayan, all the time, obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And the person who does that, وَمَنْ يُسِجِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا A great, great success. Success is not having big bank balances. Success is not having so many shops. Success is not having so many homes. Success is not what lifestyle. Going following and aping the baboons of the West. That is not success. Living their lifestyle. Success is not having the stupid degrees behind our names. That is no success. Success is وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ who obey Allah. And the way to obey Allah Ta'ala, obey Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has shown that in the obedience of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, وَمَنْ يُطْعِي الرَّسُولُ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ What a great position Allah gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, who will follow my Nabi, he has followed me. Allah made Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam his messenger, his messenger. He is a human being like you. Easy for you to follow him. You don't see me. I am Arhamur Rahimeen. I'm great, great Allah. Where can you know me and follow me? My Nabi, I said, you just follow me. I will declare that you followed me. May you say, Rasul, Prophet of Allah. What a great thing. So the basis and the crunch of nikah is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have, and taqwa, we can translate it in various ways. to be conscious of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Very fortunate are those people. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Parsab Gari Rahmatullah Ali say, "Ab mera dil bhi shayad dil ho gaya. My heart is also now, perhaps my heart has now become a heart." Late in his life he said, "What is it now? The conscience of Allah." We haven't got it when we are making namaz. We are saying Allahu Akbar, but our mind is everywhere in the world. Nothing of the greatness of Allah is in our heart. When we are in namaz, folded, humbly in front of Allah, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, that stand with humility, we surrender yourself to Allah Ta'ala. We surrender ourselves to Allah. We say we are in the whole world, we are not in front of Allah. We have part our bodies in the masjid, but our hearts and our minds, our thoughts are throughout in the world, in the past, in the future, in the east, in the west, everywhere we are. We should be standing humbly in front of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So the conscience of Allah Ta'ala is a great thing. And when a person is blessed, wallah, you just try, make effort. These are the things to make effort for. Effort is not to prepare long holidays. Effort is not to make big businesses and big investments and all those things. Effort is to make our namaz, namaz. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, stand with humility in front of Allah Ta'ala. When this ayat sharifa was revealed, one sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was in namaz. He made salam, and till that time it was permissible to talk in namaz. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam didn't reply, he became very worried that if I have done something wrong, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is upset with me, angry with me, why hasn't he replied? After completing namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah is forbidden now, we can't talk in namaz anymore. They surrender, don't talk to anyone. We must put our cell phones off. Many masjids at the entrance is written, put off your cell phone. Now talking with makhluk is finished, now talking with khali. But yet when we come in namaz, no connection with Allah. Our cell phone, might be we got no airtime. Might be our battery is flat. Might be there is no connection in that area. But with Allah Ta'ala, we are having connection all the time. So in namaz, if we build this connection. And when we go in sajda, the greatest connection. That we have made our humble ourselves. When a person is in sajda, he's like making the ibadah of the snake and the worms that are spread on the ground all the time. And in that state, he's happy with Allah. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. And Allah is doing my Allah is happy. And if we have this connection, wallah, that enjoyment of the sajda, of namaz. And when we make effort in our whole life, all the time, your plate of food comes in front of you. That who gave me this food? Whether it is just simple food, whether it is our biryani and our roast, from where did the rice come? From where did the masala come? From where did the chicken come? From where did the rice come? All wrong stuff. Allah, you send it for me. Ready now. I must just eat, but not a bismillah on our tongue. May Allah forgive us all, whether it is a gathering of ulama, what I noticed, may I be proven, whether it is a gathering of Sufis, of Tablighis, but no bismillah when you start eating. Not one time Allah SWT, alhamdulillah, all the names of Allah, we are devouring them. We are like zombies, we are like mad people, eating and going wild over the namaz. Give me the achar, give me the juice, bring this for me, but not one shukr to Allah. After we eat, finish, good people, not one alhamdulillah. Not shukr alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah is the at'amana. We see now when we eat after, when we have our meals, notice. Go home and see, we'll talk of the world things, politics we'll talk, weather we will talk, sports we will talk, haram, the world, any focus, sports, the talk of the world, all those things are totally, but that we will talk about. But to make one shukr of Allah, it is something. Just gain to speak to Allah, and put Allah in the heart and see the sweetness of Allah. Allah, who is the creator of the entire creation, is sugar more sweeter, or is Allah more sweeter? Allah is the creator of sugar. Allah is the creator of honey. What does honey know what is sweetness? Allah put the sweetness in our mouth. And what is the sweetness which Allah has put, which is one aota, one billionth of a billionth of a trillionth of the sweetness of Allah? What is the sweetness of Allah? If tu ho jai mera, me ho jau tera, oh Allah, you become mine, I become yours, and feel the sweetness of the connection of Allah. Then in your da'wah, our success is only in fulfilling the command of Allah, and that Allah will come in such a way. Barakullah Baksh, Rahmatullah Alayh, very senior worker of Pakistan, Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, used to say, when he makes the elan, my heart melts. How he should present. Our elan is dry also. It's just an elan, it's just an announcement. Adhan is just an announcement. If adhan, if the Muazzin found Allah in his heart, and if Allah, whatever comes out from his heart, it will shake the whole town. Today, how many Allahu Akbar prayers in heaven? Depending on how many records of namaz you make, the woman and the man, between 600 and 1,000 Allahu Akbar a day, we hear and we say. If we can all the difference. But that Allahu Akbar doesn't move our heart. Whereas, in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu wa Salam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when in his sleep, he should take a turn in his Qaylula, the kings of Caesar and Cicero, they should shiver. The urine should come out, the sweat should come out. What was this? When the connection with Allah. Today we know the power of a firearm. We know the power of a signature. But we don't know the power of Iman. And the power of Allah Ta'ala. This is what we must develop. And after that occasion, and if nikah is based on that, like Abdullah and God, how they make a nikah, if our nikahs are on those bases, with Iman and Yaqeen, then see what will come in the Ummah. This is the foundation. This nikah occasion is not just making jokes and getting together and laughing, having walima, making jokes, etc. There is a time of taqwa, a very solemn occasion. A very serious occasion that we have to demonstrate bringing taqwa. Those who are married for 5 years, 50 years, we also bring taqwa in our life. We don't have to go make a new nikah, but we repeat every year. The same nikah we got, just bring taqwa into that life now. And see the days that will come. The children, one person who was attending Jamaat, Allah SWT. Well, the Ijtima was in Malaysia, and the ulama bayan, where it was Qadi, can't remember his name now, but in the ulama bayan there were just two alims, myself and one other alim. And that was the ulama bayan, and today ulama bayan, mashallah, is a whole Ijtima of Islam. He mentioned at that time a couple who had not married. The wife knows that they must observe parda, it's very important. Farmers who live in the farm, so they're not particular about their parda. They just perhaps just pull the woman pulls her only one time when some man comes. But actual parda they don't observe. And they don't regard it as so important. So she said, very important. We must have parda. So he agreed. And then in the process, when she observed her parda properly, the child was born. After that, he told, you know, I work on the farm. And I take the food from the morning. The food is cold by the time I eat it. It's not enjoyable if you bring it for me. The first parda was for karnati guyu tikun. Stay to glued to your house. Don't come out of your house. Second parda then, now she came out with necessity. With her burqa, with her jilba. And she went and she gave him hot food on the farm. After that, they became more less. And now the jilbab and hijab also went out. And the third child, in the second stage, the second child was born. Third stage, the first child was born. Then one day, she arranged a little, she
set up something to let us understand what is parda.
So what her husband, they were in the room and they were having an argument, and she took it up. She said, "What telling my husband, I want you to understand what is parda hijab." And she was screaming and she said, "Your father is hitting me, he's beating me up, etc." The response from the three children was, the first child said, "Mother, make sabr, it's your husband. If he's doing it, might be having a reason, make sabr, don't shout, the neighbors will hear." The second one will say, "How dare you say that? How can you treat my mother like this? How can you be screaming and shouting and hitting her?" The third one said, "I'll kill you." So she said, "You see the effect of parda." The first one, your parda was a first property and you were born on such a And the second child that was born with bail bail in between parda, what a child he gave. And the third one, when there was no parda. Today we don't speak about these things. And then we ask, where did we go wrong? And we say, the children of today. It's not the children of today, it is the parents of today. If we bring deen, the whole habit of da'wat and tabligh is to bring the deen of Allah. And deen not in the outward form, whether it's from the Darul Uloom or the Khanqah, but deen in its reality, deen which is in the heart, not the da'wah that we are on sunnah now. That now we are like, we are above God, we are on sunnah. Amama, here, kurta, hijab, jinnah, but inside torn jeans and fat jeans, and all the love of the sport in the heart and the soul. We are in namaz, and we are thinking which team won and which team not. The first thing after namaz, we check up, we have a message came that what the scores were. That's not that team, the team of reality. That has to come into us. So this is the foundation that is being laid now at this moment for this very, very great structure. Not of one home being built, not of one community, not of one nation, but the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is now the occasion. If our nikahs are done properly, we learn how to make nikah, we live according to that, then see what will come in the ummah. Today it is just how many people, one woman married to 7, 8, because in the non-Muslims, today now Muslim people, one man, 7, 8, married this one 2, 3 years, divorced, another one, 3 children here, 5 children, you've got no hisab also, where, what is happening? That is not our way of life. Islamic way of life is that you are committed to your wife, you are committed to your husband, and you carry on. So this is the foundation. Some baboons of the West, and imitating the baboons, some baboons of our social, we will say that the Afghanistan women are very backward. They belong to the stone age. They don't know what is 1 and 2. They don't know what is A and B. They don't know anything of this dunya. But what they knew, what we also say unfortunately, but what they knew was Iman. And the war they won against the British 3 times. The Russians 1 time, America was NATO and the alliance, and we defeated them, and they are the superpower in the world. They defeated all the foreigners are superpowers. So what was that? Was this Iman that they had. Those mothers used to instill this Iman into their children. When they used to breastfeed them, in the days of poverty, when parents took their little children to the ulama of Syria, and ask them to make dua for them, read and blow on them. They advise them, tell the mother when she cooks the food, she must read 100 times Surah Sharif. It takes about 2 minutes if you read Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Read them and blow on their food. The children that will be born will be huffaz, will be ulama, mashayikh, Asriya, great, great people. There will be barakat in the family. There will be muhabbat in the family. There will be health and good, afiyat and salamati by the barakat of Durood Sharif. So those women had that. They were those women who had in their heart that our success is in Quran and Hadith. And they taught their children from small ages, Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa. There's one little boy now presently, after Zakariya Abdul Bakr, who is with us in the Madrasa, your brother married, his little child of 4 years, really, he's like a 40-year-old. The maturity of a 4-year-old child is gone. is like a 40 years, and we who have reached Bachpan, 55, but our Bachpan is not yet gone. We are still like babies, though we are 55. Bachpan ke ho gaye, lekin abhi bachpan nahi gaya. We are still like little child. And this child, when he's playing, in his play, his reading is fluent, his reading is dua. And when he speaks, with what maturity he speaks, if this is in, and who was it? The father was a pilot in Air Mauritius, and they gave him an ultimatum to shave your beard or you leave the job. He said, I can leave the job, but I can't shave my beard. May Allah give us iman like that. And then we have such children, that is when the Ummah will see what is Islam. What was the mission of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Today we are sitting in comfort on the chair here. We are sitting in comfort in the markaz here. And when we are in the difficult times, when we are on the battlefield, when we are on the battlefield in my business, and I am surrounded with all women around me, what is my taqwa at that time? When I go to the bank and I have to speak to the teller, with the cashier, when I go to the supermarket, what is my taqwa at that time? Where am I going? Do we feel anything? When we go in the environment of a supermarket, an airport, we fly in the aeroplane 2 hours, 8 hours, which is a complete alien environment of Islam. All dunya stores are taking place, music is taking place, men and women are mixing. Does it affect my iman? Do I feel anything has come on my iman? As we are sitting here, we are comfortable, alhamdulillah. If it was a very cold night and no heating system, we all should have been shivering. We all should have been here. We could feel the cold. If it was a very hot night and no cooling system, we should feel it. Why? When we are in this gathering now, we don't feel the joy in our heart. When we step in the masjid, Allahumma ftahli abwaaba rahmati. Why don't we see the rahmat of Allah? Why is it that we say that the masjid is the super spreader of the virus? That in the Hijra, all the virus died. You take my word, 10 days, 15 days. If you don't listen to me, you'll all be in the graveyard. All those people are gone in the graveyard who came to the masjid and said, who is strong? Nothing happened to them. So this is the place where Allah's rahmat, Allahumma ftah. But we don't feel that rahmat. I don't feel that. I'm in such a beautiful, what a garden here. What types of people, what quality each one of us has got. Allah has put in the mu'min, al-mu'min al-qawil, khayru min al-mu'min al-qawil al-da'il. وَفِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ And all mu'mineen have got goodness. Why are you feeling? If I was now at the seashore, if I was in a mountain somewhere, I feel happy. And if I was in some haram, looking at on my phone that haram woman, then I feel happy. But in this environment, why is our iman got so deep frozen? Or it doesn't exist anymore. That we don't, the iman doesn't feel anything. If a person is an acute diabetic, he can't feel pain. Even he goes through a heart attack, he doesn't feel pain. Because he's an acute diabetic. Are we also so acute with our kufr and shirk and love of dunya that we don't feel the goodness? That we, in fact, when we come in the masjid, a mu'min in a masjid is a fish in the water. Do we feel now that a fish doesn't want to leave the water? If we have any hatred to set, we go to deep water. Or are we that we want to be the first to go out? The last to come in, the first to go out. And a munafiq in a masjid is like a bird in a cage. It doesn't want to be in a cage. And the first opportunity just wants to fly out. Is that our condition in all our deen matters? So anyway, this iman and taqwa is the mother who will give it to the children. If the mother has to bring it in her, and the mother will get it when the father, what the beautiful teaching of our deen. When your husband and wife get married, they meet the first time. Then the husband should put his hand on the forehead, and when he dies, he shall also make the dua. And then make the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayriha wa khayra ma fiha. The dua, read the dua. Then make 2 rakat of namaz in which you will be the imam, the man, the husband. Don't make the woman the imam. Today there are enough wudus and you are the imam. It's registered in our heart by the barakah of this. From life, this is my imam. I must follow him. I don't follow university and what the degree says. I don't follow that he's atheist and the scientist. This is my imam in my life. And he is also not of his own choice. He will say, Allahu Akbar, I am nothing. Allah, you are the creator. He will make his ruku and sajda and namaz and Allah is your day. Allah is my Rabb. Allah is my Khaliq. Allah is my Rahman. Allah is Rahim. I will be obedient to Allah. She will be obedient to you. You are obedient to Allah. Only goodness can come in. But when we follow those people who go for walk in the morning with a dog, and the dog is walking in front of them, when the dog wants to urinate, they just stand with respect behind the dog. Then it urinates finished. Then it defecates finished. In the mornings and evenings they go. So who made the dog their imam? And we made those people our imam. And we got the Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The best imam we got. The best qudwa we got. The greatest leader. And we follow those who are following God. Who made dogs the imams, animals the imams, and we follow those people. It is like a person who is healthy, who can walk, jump, run. He is young in his age, very healthy. And he tells a paralyzed person that I will jump on your back and over this busy freeway, Monday morning when the freeway is so busy, you must take me across the freeway. That person, the kuffar, the atheist, they are paralyzed, they are dead people. No zikr of Allah, they are dead people. A person who makes the zikr is a living person. Today we who got eyes, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we got the eyes of Quran and we got the eyes of Hadith. We have got ma'ana alihi, the way of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of the way of the sahaba, the way of the sunnah wal jama'ah. We are seeing people and we are telling of the blind kuffar who got nothing to lead them. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Only dunya thing. We made our object dunya, so we are following them. If we make our object akhirat and deen, we will follow those people who are continuing in them. We will follow those people, and not necessarily ulama. Those ulama who have got deen in their life. Those ulama who go for human earth to the fourth stage, what deen will they have? We follow those ulama's who close the masajid, those who open the masajid. Then we will be guided to righteousness. So Allah, so a person who is seeing, he's telling a blind person, you lead me in life. How can the blind person, the kuffar are blind people, they got no Quran, they got no hadith, they are blind people. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, going to fight the army of 60,000, he chooses 30 people. Ubaydah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu tells him, take another 30, make it 60. He was taking one person for 2,000 people. He said, make it 60, one person for 60, for 1,000 people. And he said that we are people who make zikr, we are living people. These are dead people. What can they do? They can't do anything. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to give the example. A qatai, a butcher who is going to slaughter the animal. He's got 2,000 sheep to slaughter. He's not frightened for the majority, that he's in the minority and one only. And all the 2,000 sheep, they will be overpowered. No, he's not afraid. He's a living person. He's a human being. And he takes the knife and by the end of the day, by this morning, he has slaughtered 4,000. Mu'min is he has got Quran and Hadith, the power of Quran and Hadith. Suyyarat bihi jibal, kullima bihi mawta. What is the power of the Quran Sharif? And these people who are falsehood, who are just living on theories all the time, whatever they have got are theories, and the theories change all the time. Now it is this, tomorrow it is that. When we were little children, I can remember, for a headache, stomachache, anything, bodyache, take a aspirin, take a aspirin. Later came the time that is very dangerous and bad for the health. Government banned it. Later came the time, now aspirin is good for filling your blood.
What they just keep on changing. They get the wind all the time. Like a chameleon all the time. Quran ki baat jahan thi, ab bhi wahi hai. Where it was, Quran hasn't changed much. But through Covid, before Covid, Quran's word was one. During Covid, Quran's word was one. After pandemic, Quran's word was one. Doctors changed. World Health Organization changed. The advisor to our government, yeah, these words changed. Are they changing all the time? Quran is one. We have got the Quran. So our women, they have got the, they are the ones. Nabi Ali Salatu wa Salaam said, the woman's place is in the house. And this is her jihad. She gets the sawab of jihad when she's in the house and she does her work as a mother. As a she does her work, she gets the sawab of jihad. What has happened to us? That whether it's some propaganda or whether it's me, our girls say, our parents say, what must we do in the house? What must the girls do in the house, 17 years, 18 years old? There's so much to do, so much, just to make our namazes properly, we need so much time. A little bit, not much, a little bit of tilawat, a little bit of zikr, we need so much time to get trained in the house. And the woman is in the forefront of the jihad of the ummah. She is the one who will prepare those young mujahideen. If she's in the house, if she leaves her house and she goes out, she's on the factory floor. She's waiting for somebody, and she's in the car with her bag dangling one side, phone on the other side, and she's like this career woman and all the women of this world, and she left her post, the most forefront post of jihad. She's in the forefront of the jihad. If she's not there, she's doing everything else. Hate to say this, but Hillary Clinton, the wife of Bill Clinton, wrote a book in which she said that the biggest mistake we made as Americans, that we took our woman out of the house. And it is irreversible, we cannot bring them back in the house. Our mistake has been so great. And this is our total destruction, and we are going down the slippery road of destruction. Islam has taught us our woman must be at home. And she, a woman, once instead of giving a talk to the ladies, and I mentioned there that a woman, when the husband comes home after his work, then it is summer, she must have a nice cool drink and put a rose petal on top and offer it to the husband. If it's winter, have a nice warm drink, some soup, haleem, something warm, and as the husband enters, offer it to him. So, first time perhaps in my life, somebody made amal on what I put. This woman, one woman, she did it. And when her husband came and she offered him the cool drink with the rose, he got a shock. He was taken again. What this? This never happened in our 30, 40 years of marriage. He made jadu on you. You put some poison in there. What is this? He said, no, you just said, no, how can I have it? It never happened. What is this? He said, one modern day, he said, this is how we must welcome the husband. So he told me at night after Maghrib, when we met in the masjid, today this happened. After 6 months, I happened to go again. He said, Maulana, you have to come back and give your bayan again. It only happened that one day. After that, it never happened again. So if this happens, if the wife is at home, she's a wife to the husband. She's not the wife of all the men on the road. She's not for people to organize and sympathize with her. She's not here to dress for them. She's here to dress for her husband. And she treats her husband. A woman is the real feminist. Who are those who are feminists? Not those people who take out women of femininity. That they take them out of their motherhood. They take them out of their wifehood. They take them out of their sisterhood. They put them in the public where everyone must organize them. Nothing gets shown without the picture of a woman. And the more women, today is the time that we are living, the more women takes off the clothes, the more she's in the magazine, and the more she's in all the view of all the men. And a woman who wears clothes is fined for wearing clothes. What the time has come, where if you put the stigma, you'll have your name, you'll have your picture on all the magazines if you take off your clothes.
And if you wear your clothes, your picture will be in the Quran Sharif. What the modest women are. Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The women of Jannah. The leaders and the queens of Jannah. We don't want to be followers of the women that are going to Jannah. We must follow them. So our woman, my wife, when I get married, she's a wife. And it isn't long that she becomes a mother now. She was a wife and she has to be a wife. She must be there for the husband. If one husband came home and he told, I'm retrenched, and for him was the end of the world. I lost my job, I'm retrenched. If that wife is a wife, if she's a feminist, she's got female qualities, what she told the husband, no problem, Allah is the provider. Your job was not the provider. Allah closed that one door, Allah will open another 100 doors. You don't do it. We will survive. Allah is there to provide for us. A Buzurg says that if the ground becomes copper, solid copper, not one drop of rain falls on the ground, and even on copper nothing would grow, but not even one grain or one drop of water doesn't fall. And I have to think one moment, from where will Allah feed me? I will become a kafir immediately. Because Allah, Allahu Akbar. A Buzurg says 70 places in the Quran. Allah promised this rosy. Allah promised this rosy. And one place only. Inna shaytana ya'idukum al-faqr. Shaytan tells you, you will become poor if you don't hoard your money. If you don't earn, if you don't give, if you give your zakat, you will become poor. If you give charity, you will become poor. You don't spend on your own needs, your family's needs. That stingy shaytan would let you. One place that we listen to shaytan. And 70 stations of Rahman is promised us. Whenever anyone is to come to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and complain of financial constraints, difficulty, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam should say, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ Command your family people to make salamah. What fadil alayha? What fadil from the word salah? And according to the Abwab and the Qadiyat of the Abwab, you give yourself fully to namaz. وَحْفَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِسْءٍ We did not ask you to earn your rosy. نَحْنُ لَا رُزُقُ Rosy is in our hands. You can't earn your own rosy only by the wealth of Allah. Allah is the giver of rosy. And even if you get your money, big amount, and if they are haram, they will go all in haram. No benefit for you. You may earn a little bit, and when a person is earning 2,000 and he wants more, so one more zero, you get 20,000. What you got? One more zero. And a zero is zero. Nothing. And now you want 200,000, another zero. What is zero? Zero is nothing. Get barakah in that rosy of yours. One young man told his brother that where father became ill, permanently ill, he said that you people make khidmat of father, three brothers. And I will, when he passes away, I will take the whole inheritance. Who is going to agree to that? Naturally, they won't agree, and that is what he wanted. He said, okay, there's no problem. I will make khidmat of father. And when he passes away, I will take none of his inheritance. You people take the food. Oh, they jump. This is wonderful. We don't have to do anything. It happened like that. Father passed away, inherited son, Abba, he was sincere. He didn't take anything. That's why he sees a dream that in a certain place there are 100 gold coins. In our time, Kruger went, going taking. He asked in the dream, is there barakat in that money? No, no barakat. He told his mother, wife, the morning the dream, what are you wasting time? 100 gold coins, is halal, no barakat, no barakat. But halal, 100 gold coins, go take it. He said, no. The next night he dreamt, 10 gold coins. Barakat? No, no barakat. He told him, you must have 100, go for 10 now, what you? So you stupid, you backwards, you belong to which age? He said, next night, 1 gold coin, barakat? Yes, there is barakat. He went before, he took his 1 gold coin. On his way, he bought 2 fish. When he brought it home, the wife cut it up, opened it, each one had pearls in them. When he went to the jeweler, nobody could pay the price. Only the king could pay the price. And what was the price of it? 90 camel loads of gold. Not hundreds of gold coins, not 10 gold coins. 90 camel loads of gold. This is the price. So this is what the qualities must come in our children. So the wife is a wife for about 9 months, a year, 2 years, whatever time it is. And then she becomes a mother. She's got a whole world on her hands. Not a handful, but one child. And what is a mother? What is a mother? To pay that money that is a mother to the child. Not giving it to the crash. Not giving it to some strange woman. Not in our area here in this Joburg area. That the 40 years where the mother was a, no mother, she's a shop assistant, she's a secretary, left the child to a nanny, to a maid to look after. The maid breastfed her, ate she had, the child got aged. Is that what our mother is for? Mother is there and she gives her life for her children. Her life is for her child. The husband becomes upset. When the children come, you're no more giving me time. You got no time for me. Her heart is in a child. You were not born from her. The child is born from her. 2-3 children. She is now what it is. Hers. What a blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Alayhi Salaam said, a person who brings up 3 daughters, gets them married, settles them, Jannah doors are open. Somebody asked two, he said, for 2 also. 1 for 1 also. Hey, those are, a woman is fatiyat is salihat. She has got great virtues by Allah tomorrow. You got boys Allah gave you. Boys and girls. Only boys, only girls. 5-6 girls, 1 boy. 5-6 boys, 1 girl. From Allah's side, those boys make their hearts, make their hearts. Send them in the path of Allah. That is our work. And that is our preparation for Akhirah. So women have got a great responsibility. And they have to be glued in their house. They have got so much work. On one occasion, a girl became Hafiza by Appa at home. After years, she came back and she met a student for me to start talking. She said, all my housework I do myself. And it's so important. If a woman does the housework on her own, which is Sunnat Fatima, the Sunnat of Hazrat Fatima, who worked so hard in the house, all the women's problems, health problems, they will not have if they do their housework. So having it said, I think the housework like that. So I'm very sure you must keep a maid. She said, but I'm married and I'm no problem I've got. She said, if I don't, if I keep a maid, what will I do? Whole day I'll have free. She said, but what she? There were people who might work in that direction. That you will keep a maid and then you must watch TV. And import all the filth and dirt. Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali said that if you have a TV in your house, if any person, somebody tells you, comes to your door, he sits in your lounge, and he says, I want to open a brothel in your house. Will you accept? I want to open a drug center that all drugs here. I want to open a place of all filth and dirt. Who will allow? But just bring the TV and you have allowed all that in your house. All that comes in your house when you just bring the TV. And today with the TV, there were many people, and there are still hopefully or unhopefully, whatever, who watch TV, but they regard it as haram. Today when we are saying TV is halal, now they don't make joke about watching. Watching TV, regarding it as haram, is a serious crime, but it is nothing compared to regarding it as jais and halal. That is a very, very serious crime. Unfortunately, I just think also. So anyway, the mothers have got a great role. And all the time, the mother throughout, when she becomes a granny, she's got a more greater role. She has to all her children and grandchildren. If Allah makes her a great granny, now people respect her, honor her, and when she's on the musalla, and she's in ibadat all the time, and what a beautiful system Allah made. When her son gets married, and she hands over the kitchen to the daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law is happy, I got the kitchen. And her daughter-in-law will give her ready food 3 times a day. And all she must do is ibadat. So what we have to get is to get the femininity back in our mothers. This is the occasion. The effort of Dawat and Tabligh is to produce those women that will be at home. That will, they go for their ta'aleem. They have ta'aleem at home. Ta'aleem at home works miracles. On one occasion when Hazrat Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was in our country, a person of Newcastle came to him and told him that my three daughters, my wife, they have given me ultimatum. I told them, no TV in the house, the Ali in the house. They told him, you give us our share of inheritance while he's still living, he must give it to them. And he must get out of the house. Big problem in the house. So Hazrati told him what happened. He said, they brought a TV and I took it out. I checked it out. He said, you broke our usul. That is not our usul. If they bring TV, you bring Tali in the house. You start with your Tali and don't tell them. Hazrati told them 24 hours in the day. 20, 10 minutes Ta'aleem you do, and you tell them 23 hours, 50 minutes, you can do what you want. My money is there, available for you, you do what you want, but 10 minutes Ta'aleem you serve. It wasn't true by weeks when they were just throughout the season. Ta'aleem works very well. The work was good. وَكُنَّ مَا يُكْلَى فِي بُيُوتِ كُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. The ta'aleem of Quran and Hadith, what great barakat it has got. So we have ta'aleem, how many of us? We are doing our 4 months, we are doing more time, useless. There's no ta'aleem in the house. Or if there's ta'aleem, I'm not sitting for the ta'aleem. Ta'aleem in the machine is there, but then I'm sitting for the ta'aleem. How am I listening? Am I bringing that? Or am I just a formal formality of Ta'aleem? So the mother has got a very great role, and her role is at home, and the love she has to give to her husband, the love she has to give to her children, the kindness she must give to her family, her children, and she is she's not a bodybuilder. She's not a nation builder. She's the builder of the ummah. All that is from the mother. And Hazrat Khadija Rabi Allah, what a wife of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a mother to her daughter. That is our role model. Not somebody who appears in films and appears on TV and somebody who is nakedly dressed and we have to become like them. A person like Hazrat Fatima Rabi Allah Ta'ala. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam went with Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a blind sahabi, to the house of Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Fatima immediately went and hide away. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam asked why, he's blind, that he can't see you. She said, but I can see him. Who is Hazrat Fatima? The purity of Hazrat Fatima we cannot imagine. But what, on one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam asked the sahaba, what is the best quality of a woman? Nobody knew the answer. Hazrat Ali went and he asked Hazrat Fatima. She said, the best quality of a woman is that she doesn't see any strange man. No strange man sees her. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and report. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Fatima bif'atun minni, is part of me. She has got the right. So this is what we have to bring. Bring the command of Allah into our homes. Bring deen into our homes. The reality of Iman, the greatest power in the world is the power of Iman. Marriage is that occasion when we can bring them into our lives. Marriage is an occasion where women can want a leader in Pakistan. Ladies Jama, a lady came from America also, Reaver. When she came there, first she was open dressed, when she just accepted Islam. Then she desired herself, I must come in Parda. They gave her a burqa to wear, she wore it and she looked in the mirror and she couldn't stop crying. They thought they offended her, hurt her. What's the problem? She said, the first time I'm seeing myself as an awrat. Awrat means to be concealed, to be covered. All the time I was a makshufa, I was open. Now I see myself as a woman, and the joy that is, wallah, when a woman is concealed, if you have a diamond, you have a pearl, you don't throw it on the street and anywhere, you hide it. You don't just hide it, you put it in a safe. Not only in a safe, in a special box. Deep in the safe, you hide it in the safe also. Our women, they are not like this, like the stones of this dunya, that they are thrown on the road, etc. They have got this great value. If we, and this is the occasion, on the occasion of nikah, let us realize it. Let us bring it into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq. For that we have to make great efforts. Today, with all this COVID and pandemic, it was a plague, the whole pandemic was a plague. It was to remove our disciples from the masjid. And today Musallis have become less, wherein where people are still making their Jummah namaz. To keep the Jummah alive, Mufti paid permission at your workplace, at your shop, four or five people you can make your Jummah. But now it doesn't apply. Jummah must be in Jummah masjid. No more in the shop. It's not allowed in the shop. That was just for one day. But now Jummah must be in the masjid. Every namaz must be in the masjid. Make our masjid abad. Allahu Akbar. Once I gave a talk in London on this topic more or less, and then a youngster came to me and said, I'm living in a Jewish colony where all Jews live. I go every year to India, Pakistan, from wherever you are. When I come back, my Jewish neighbor, a young boy, always comes and asks me that how many people coming for Fajr? After 2-3 years, I say, why are you asking me this question all the time? He says, we also know that as long as you people, your masjids are empty, then it's not a fight of Allah's help with who. Allah's help is not with you, you're not making your namaz. Allah's help is not with us in anything. It's a fight of who got more military power, dunya's power, and that we have got more than you, we got no worry. But the day your fajr gets full, like for Jummah, we won't even fight you. We throw the towel in. We know that Allah's help is with you, we cannot fight Allah. But we don't realize that. Our masjid are empty for just that. Friday, Jummah masjid is full. Friday, Asr masjid is empty. Friday, Saturday, Zohar masjid is empty. All are busy with their business. For a Sunday, Asr is a public holiday. Public holiday for namaz also. Public holiday for our kurta. Whole day we come for fajr, we wear kurta. But Sunday if we do come, we got a tracksuit on. We got some bermudas on. So holiday for our kurtas also. Everything holiday. No, when we become Muslims, then see. So for that, the great effort is carrying on. Let us, our masjid, let us fill our masjid. Let us bring the true beauty of the masjid, which is not the chandelier, which is not all the other, all the calligraphy on the wall. The beauty of the masjid are the musallis, of people making sajda. Somebody in tilawat, somebody in zikr, somebody in sajda, somebody in dua. The malaika are amazed at that. Very hard, he got so much of his feet, and he's sitting there with Allah. We, the malaika, say, we got nothing to do. So if we make ibadah, no problem. We got no wife to see, we got no children to see. No business to see. Our tap is not leaking. Our leg is not broken. We got nothing. But they got 1,001 lepra on them. And if they all get in the masjid, Allah becomes so happy. So for them, they give our names that we make an effort that we all go out in the path of Allah. We bring peace into our life. We make our masjid abad and we get the reality of peace. Who is going to start? Who is going to be the first, inshallah? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Come more, all stand up inshallah. We won't get this opportunity always. Make our intention inshallah.